maybe they could leave some of those jobs here and get rid of some of those machines and put some people back to work.
That's John. He's 20 and graduated from Southside Academy in the Cherry Hill neighborhood of Baltimore in 2009. I asked him what he thinks businesses and the government can do to help young people like him get better jobs.
Companies could offer more job opportunities, stop making everything, leaving everything up to the machines, you know, technology. It's kind of taken over the job market, but people did 10, 20 years ago. It's being done by machines now, and what's not being done by that is being shipped overseas.
John says he wasn't a good student in high school, so he didn't think much about going to college. Since graduating, he's worked some temporary jobs in warehouses, but hasn't found consistent work. The jobs he's worked offered no benefits or job stability.
Stressful because you never know when you're going to get laid off. The money's not good. The salaries are very low. So you're constantly looking for overtime when there hardly ever is any. Lots of the warehouses are overcrowded. It's not pleasant.
Currently unemployed, John is looking for work.
I'd like to work for the Longshoremen Union, Local 333 in Baltimore. Pays $18 an hour. Basic manual labor, getting things on and off the ship, but it's just good money, and you make your own schedule, so that's good.
John is also considering a career in green construction.
It's the future of construction. Other construction companies are going downhill, and this is it's growing, it's expanding, so... It's a good field to get into at the moment.
As for John's outlook for the future?
Well, I'm hoping to get a job. I don't have much hope of getting anything within the next few months. I mean, unless they open up the summer jobs program here. But everything's full. Unemployment is sky high, so I'm not really that optimistic at this point.
John, however, is fortunate to have a support system.
I have a couple aunts who pitch in and help me out, so for the moment I should be fine.
This is Allie Wilding, reporting in West Baltimore.